Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
We've got $202. We started all over with this new question last week. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? It's a two-parter. We're going to go to Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's see if we can make your day even better. What do you think the answer is?
I think, Kathy, you met the Pope.
So we have Kathy on the phone talking to Kathy, and she has a thing about Kathy meeting the Pope. It's a lot of Kathy right here.
So I saw the Pope when he was here in Philadelphia. I went to City Avenue in Bellaquin. I was working over there at the time, and I went back when he was supposed to be coming through. And remember, roads were shut down and people were crowded everywhere. There was no one in Bellaquin Wood, and he drove right by. Saw him. Yeah, and I actually saw another Pope when I was over at the Vatican doing mass, but I've never actually met a Pope.
You guys
Pope,
didn't go
Kathy.
To like United Tire together, just hang out together?
No,
you and the Pope?
No. Uh-huh. Kathy, sorry, I've never met a Pope. I've seen him twice, though.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks for your guess. Keep trying.
Love it. Keep those guesses coming, right?
Yeah, 888-333-B101. We've got $202. Keep trying. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it for $202? Terry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Great. What do you think this is?
Okay. I think it was Laura, and she was inducted into the National Honor Society in high school.
Oh.
Are you one of Laura's friends, and she told you to call you? Call her and make her sound really good.
Yeah,
call
and say I was
smart. Next to a neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Say, yeah. Laura?
Well, thank you, Perry, for doing what I asked you to do. Yes, I was inducted.
Oh.
But I feel like you guys probably were too. Kathy, from what I've heard.
Yeah, I think, what was the National Honor Society? Like, I was always on the honor roll, but I don't know, what's the National Honor Society?
I feel like it was if your GPA was, like, probably above a 3.7, yeah. 8, I don't know.
For us, there was also, like, service.
Yeah, you wore that pretty blue sash at graduation.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
I don't think I was in it, no.
But
not the correct answer. That was good, Terry.
Oh,
she
well,
is the
thank
only
you.
One. But sorry, not the correct
I'll keep
answer.
Thinking.
Yeah, keep thinking, okay. Keep trying. We're going to go to Melissa. Oh, what?
We
what?
Never, we
she said,
never asked
yep, she was the only one. No, I
oh,
was
sorry.
The
national
society
too, Kathy. I saw him like flailing,
yeah,
like
he was
a lunatic.
He
I'm
was
sorry.
Annoyed.
I guess it's just like how
I want
you
my
are.
Recognition.
I'm sorry. It's just the way you act and like when you talk. I didn't
yeah,
think
we didn't
that you
think
were.
You were in it, right. Yeah. We just immediately thought it was Laura, not you. So sorry, Brett.
The way you spell.
Oh, it's not a spelling honor society.
It's a very good point, Laura.
I love you, Brett.
All right, let's go. Sorry. He literally was flailing, and I was like trying to focus. I'm like, I don't know what he's waving about, but like, I need to continue.
I didn't do the community service hours required to get into that club, not to have it spoken
okay,
on air.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes,
thank
Brett
you.
And Laura were both members of the National Honor Society. Let's go to Melissa. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you
How
think?
Are you?
Good, good. What do you think it is? One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I think it's Brett, and he got stuck on a roller coaster and had to be rescued.
I'm a vivid. No, that's not the right word. I'm an avid enjoyer of roller coasters, but I've never been stuck on one.
Oh, sorry, Melissa.
That's but, okay. Have a good day,
Melissa. You did learn how smart he is this morning, so at least you have that going for you, right? Yes.
That is like a fear of mine, though, getting stuck on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
When I was in Orlando, it happened all the time. You'd hear the news stories all the time. Hey, you know, the Hulk stopped again. People are up there stuck on
and
it.
Like, it's upside like, down. Oh. It had to be. Yeah, no, I know.
I've been stopped on like a non-roller coaster, like one of the, like, the slower moving rides.
Yeah.
It's like stopped and like broken down
and
for like a little
wait.
Bit. But like you don't have, I've never gotten off the ride.
Okay. All right, let's go to Dolores. She'll be our last guest for this round. Dolores, what do you think? Who and what is it?
Good morning. So I'm sorry, Bobby. I think it's you.
Oh,
maybe you were speeding and rushing into work and you got stopped by a police officer.
I was stopped by a police officer speeding coming into work.
Have you ever been pulled
yes.
over on the
I
way in?
I have been pulled over on the way in. Not in the way in here, but I have been pulled over in the past for driving a little too fast. But no, that's not it. I'm sure everyone here has
not
been
it.
Pulled over at least one point or another. No?
Okay, that was my thinking, driving too fast.
All right.
Keep
thank
trying,
you, Dolores.
Dolores.
Have a great day.
You too.
You too.
Anyone else? I've been pulled over. Right? We know Brett's had many run-ins with the police.
Oh, my god.
They know him by first name.
Yeah,
they're like
oh,
it's
hey,
that Brett kid again.
There he is, Brett.
Yeah, on the way in, absolutely. Or this early in the morning and you're running a few minutes late, yeah. They used to, because I used to work over in Bala Cynwyd and we would get off Belmont and every single one of us would speed up Belmont. It was not a good idea. And we all had to slow down because I think every single one of us at one point got pulled over. And I remember showing my ID and he was like, just slow down.
Slow down.
Like they knew that we all worked there and he was like, please slow down. I'm
please
like, yep,
stop.
No problem.
Stop doing this. National Honor Society. Lara, have you been pulled over? Of course.
So I went many, many years without being pulled over for speeding. I just got pulled over for the first time last summer with Alex in the car, which was terrible.
Geez. And,
did you get a ticket?
No.
There you go.
A warning.
That's good. That's good, especially with the kid.
I know. I was like, it was just one of those, like, I didn't realize what the speed limit was on, like, a back road kind of straight ride, you know?
Yeah.
It felt so horrible.
You're like, turn around, look at the lights behind
yeah.
us, honey.
Look how pretty.
All right, we're going to do this again at 9:10. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? That's the impossible question. We've got $202. And again, round two we'll do at 9:10. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it? That's the impossible question for $202. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
What do you think it is? What's your guess?
I think it was Kathy.
Okay.
And you're probably somebody from the same sex try to pick you up at one time.
Yes, actually, I've been hit on by two different women in my
okay.
in my lifetime. Lara, have you ever been hit on by a woman?
Yes. And I take it as a compliment.
I know.
Right?
And I have too.
Yes.
So, sorry. It's not correct, Tom.
No, that is not it, Tom. Thanks for trying.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Mine only happened once.
So. It's Elise.
And now you date her.
And I'm dating her.
I haven't been. I think they know something I don't know.
Oh, really?
Wait, you've never been hit on by a woman?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
Of course. The women love me.
Ladies. 888-333-V101. Keep your guesses coming. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
Who wants me?
We've got $202 now in the impossible question jackpot. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I think maybe Bobby has won the lottery. Like, not a scratch-off, but, like, a decent amount of money.
And why am I still here?
I was just going to say, if he won, he wouldn't be across from me right now.
Because we love hearing your voice, Bobby.
Oh, thank Aww. You, Melissa. Actually, it was a scratch-off, to tell you the truth, that I did win $1,000 once.
Ooh.
So that was pretty
oh
nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was funny. It was at the time, it was handed to me. Like, look, I won $500. And I was like, I actually won $1,000. Oh. So, yeah. But so it wasn't
wow,
the lottery.
That's amazing.
I'm still here.
Sorry, Melissa. Yep. You can keep trying.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yep. Almost took that $1,000, moved to West Virginia, and bought a mansion. But nope, never happened.
But nope.
Nope. Didn't do it.
I don't spend the money. I won't spend the money to
yes.
actually win. So, like,
right.
I'll never win.
No, you're here forever.
I'm here forever.
You're here forever.
I will haunt your lives forever. Let's go to Mary Michael. Good morning, Mary Michael.
Good morning. Can I change my guess from what I told Brett? Because I know it's wrong.
You know it's wrong.
I know, but it would be so
well,
amazing.
Yeah, because I. because like I thought of something that you said earlier, and it's not right.
Well, you get one guess.
All right, you pick.
I get one guess. Okay, I'm going to say Bobby. And Bobby, I think you were in the pen relay races.
I was in the pen relay races, where I finished dead last. I was not in the pen relay races.
I didn't say that. Not I just said you were in them.
Well, Mary, I can tell you.
No.
Nope. Not a
Sorry.
Runner. Wasn't me.
Okay. Have a wonderful day.
Aw, you too. Thank you so
Bye.
Much.
Bye.
There's a lot of hope in me here. Lottery winner, and I ran the pen relays.
Can I say her original guess?
Sure.
She thought that I had tried out for the Olympics. I so badly wanted her.
Can we get to run the buzzer again?
But I wanted to know what was my sport?
Javelin. Pause. Absolutely. You're throwing the javelin.
All right, let's go to the last guest of the morning. Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you're the last guest of the morning. One member of the show is the only one to have this happen to them. Who and what is it?
I think it is Brett, and he is the only one that is a published author.
Ooh.
Fancy pants Brett over
Brett,
here is
what
a
did you...
published author. What is the title of your book, Brett?
Life After Kathy, How I Survived.
Denise is cracking up. Hey,
can I have a chapter in that book, too? Do I...
Oh, yes, okay. You co-wrote it.
I think Laura also wants a chapter in that.
Yeah. He said you co-wrote it.
Each chapter is named after one of the members on the show.
Oh, Denise, we love this guess.
Yes, Denise, thank you for your guess, but not the correct answer.
Oh, boy.
I got a lot of thoughts. I just need to write them down.
Okay.
Denise,
there you go. We're going to put it in motion for you, Brett.
That's right. That's right. We'll have a little forward about Denise. This all started with a phone call on the impossible question.
Interestingly enough, I was the one that called about the husband hitting the yellow pole at McDonald's.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. Yes, your husband actually hit the McDonald's pole. I just hit a yellow pole.
I think you could have a book to write, too, Denise, about your husband driving. Yeah.
Oh, I could.
Yep.
Thank you, Denise, for listening. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that means tomorrow morning, $303 we'll have to try to get somebody.
Yep. So it's not me, no lottery. It's also not me, no pen relays. And Brett is not the accomplished author of the group.
I don't know. He might be.
I can't wait to read that book.
We're foreseeing something here. All right, so $303 tomorrow. We'll do it 7:10 and 9:10, as always.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.